We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Let's see. Whose edit is this? I think it's probably yours, right?
It usually is.
All right, then,
I gotta get on that chopper!
Oh, God.
What? I can't hear you.
It's the torrential rain. I gotta get on the chopper!
Put on your headphones so you can hear me.
Sorry. Oh, I have to get on that helicopter. I have to get out to that submarine.
Okay, why?
Haunting honks. I'm just an analyst. I'm supposed to be behind a podcast mic right now. You have no idea the day I've had. But I gotta get out to that submarine. It's full of hunks.
Barely have enough gas.
You have like a hard out at 2, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you want to move this along?
So, sorry. I should be shouting over the chopper.
I mean, unless we're wearing like helicopter headphones.
You think that whole submarine is all hunks?
It's all hunks.
It's like a hunks nest down there.
I'm full as hell. If I go in the drink, I'm definitely going to drown because I just had Thanksgiving. And then the hunks got on their sub and it has a fucking caterpillar drive and they were out of there.
Yeah.
So I'm back. I've got my hunk hunting gear on, Jack. One last run. They pulled me out of retirement. It's like the Expendables for hunk hunting.
Yeah, and me
all
too.
All your favorite hunk hunters are here. There's Tanner Jack Greenring. There's Sylvester Stallone.
Okay,
there's Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got Jack for this one. It'd be cool if they did.
A couple of guys who like don't really make sense in the context. You know, it's like they couldn't get Arnold. So it's like, wait, who is that guy? What was he in?
Yeah. Like some guy from like Bloodsport, but not like the guy from Bloodsport. Yeah.
But we're hunting hunks. You know what we realized? And this is my bad.
Yeah, please. I love
you
it.
You know, we've been out through the known universe,
yeah,
hunting hunks. We went to the edges of space.
Yeah.
You know, we've been out of other places.
Did we fulfill Sarah's vision?
No, she hates this. But what I'm realizing is we could just get all the hunks at once.
Sorry,
this is a content blog. It's a fall content blog. It's called The Hunt for the Hunks of the Hunt for Red October.
Fall content blog. This is Strange Bedfellows. It's a romance podcast.
Yeah. Yeah,
and we do romance books and movies. We haven't done a book in ages. We do romance movies. This one is The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
It's a boat full of hunks.
Yeah.
And it's our duty to go out and get them.
And they're in love with keeping secrets from the U.S. government. Giving secrets to the U.S. government.
If yeah. anything, but I listen, think, yeah,
yeah. What I'm realizing is that as hunk hunters who are hunting the hunks of the hunt for Red October, we can just get them all here. Should have done it first, and then we wouldn't have had to do all those other episodes.
Sure, Jack. Except you and I are just two desk jockeys.
We're podcasters. Yeah, we're just analysts.
I'm the only place I'm comfortable is down in my podcast hole.
Yeah.
And your podcast like layer has gotten lovely.
It's getting nicer and nicer. We just put up wallpaper. Yeah.
I shouldn't be out hunting these hunks.
No.
You know?
No, we're not.
I'm just the guy who's telling you like what's going on with the hunks.
This was a mistake. But
yeah.
Then we brought this notion where we're like, guys, we've crunched the numbers. And we think rather than hunting the hunks through every movie they've ever done individually, what if we got
like
all the
podcast
hunks on one boat? And the guy, you know, the slick senator who's like chair of the Foreign Relations Committee is like, well, I got two perfect guys for the job.
Yeah.
It's you. And we're like, we're just analysts.
Yeah, we're just analysts.
But here we are out in the middle of the fucking ocean.
It turns out that we're actually retired, decorated hunk hunters.
Yeah.
We were injured in a hunk hunting expedition.
Yeah, we were injured in a hunk hunting mission early on in our careers. And we've been like riding the desks ever since.
Yeah. Like, much to our chagrin, I think.
Yeah.
Quietly pleased to be out here.
But we're quite brave.
We are brave. We're going to jump out of a helicopter into the drink.
I think in some ways we're even
submarine.
Even more brave because we're scared of being in a helicopter. Not like some of these guys. Yeah.
Let's talk about the hugs.
Ooh, they got every
Dramatis
hunk on this
persona.
One.
I think my we wife might be recording a
Alec
podcast Baldwin. Right now, too.
Say what?
I think my wife might be recording a podcast right now, too. So
okay. Well, then lucky
somewhere
her.
Out there,
lucky,
you can probably hear me yelling hunks
lucky
in the background
Jamie,
of like.
She's going to get some of your awesome podcast on her podcast. It's two for the price of one.
Wow, freebie. For all of you. You're welcome. All right. Here's some of the people. Here's a list of the hunks in the movie. All of them.
What hunks does she hunt on her podcast?
I don't think she hunks any hunks. Okay. James Earl Jones is in it. He's like the admiral.
James, they got every hunk in this one. We got James Earl Jones. We got Sam Neill from Event Horizon. We got Alec Baldwin. We got John Krasinski's Jack Ryan's not in this one.
Not in this one, no.
Chris Pine's Jack Ryan's not in this one.
Not Ben Affleck. It's, Dreamboat, Alec Baldwin. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whew, Dreamboat. You know what Sarah said to me while we were
handsome
watching
man.
This? She was like, wait, is Alec Baldwin the Jack Ryan in this one? And I was like, do you even know me?
Jesus Christ.
Do you even know who I am?
Who like, else would he be?
Like, that's the whole point of Jack Ryan is this movie.
No, like, I think you sort of like Jack Ryan weirdly like didn't like I don't think it's until recently that like all of the like Tom Clancy like filmiverse has like coalesced around Jack Ryan.
Yeah,
those were all their own like things, you know. And because like Jack Ryan was a different person in all of them,
it's confusing
like,
to people that like Patriot Games is like the sequel to this movie with starring Harrison Ford.
Yeah,
it's confusing to people, but
it's
the same.
Like, but we also had like the who's the spy from England?
John Le Carré?
No, James Bond.
Oh, okay.
So it's like we had something to kind of anchor ourselves to, you know?
Yeah. Anyway,
that
there's
was
lots of Jack Ryans out there. And this one's the best and first.
The prime.
And it's Alec Baldwin, and it's The Hunt for Red October. And there's so many. It's full of hunks. Who else have we said? The guy from Mamma Mia is a hunk in this one.
Oh, the guy from Mamma Mia is a hunk in this one. I don't know who you're talking about.
Stellan Skarsgård.
I'm excited about it. He's a hunk. He's sort of like a, what do you call a bad hunk?
A junk hunk?
Junk hunk is good.
Yeah, he's a junk hunk. Some people like their
junked.
Hunks with a little junk in the trunk. That doesn't work. But you know what I mean. I mean,
they,
evil.
Evil.
He's evil.
Jack Ryan.
Not like in Mamma Mia. Very different.
Let me tell you about what happens at the end of this movie to Mamma Mia's movie. Stellan Skarsgård.
Well, the other guy says it.
Jack Ryan.
Tricks him. They all trick him.
Is a desk jockey.
Yeah, just like us.
And ends up on a high-tech, nuclear-classified Russian sub.
They got to drop him from a helicopter.
And has to, at the command of...
Oh, what a good movie.
Sean Connery, who's also another hunk in it.
Yeah. Sean Connery's in this one.
He outmaneuvers a torpedo and sends it back at Stellan Skarsgård and blows him up. God, what a movie.
Yeah, well, it's not really Jack Ryan who does that. But yeah, he does. He helps. He helps.
Yes, he does.
He helps. Yeah, okay, sure. He helps. But Sean Connery, Captain Ramius does most of the work. Wait, hang on. How do they get him? They trick him. They fly the sub out of the ocean. They fly it out.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
It jumps out, and then the torpedo's like, well, I guess the sub's gone, so I'll come back and get the next sub, which is the sub that fired it. And then the
No, it's not even the sub that fired it. It's the red... God, we can't just sit and talk about
sorry, it's too complicated. But the important
thing... It's going after the U.S. sub, the Los Angeles class sub, and then they dodge it,
they
and it goes after
out.
The Red October, and then Jack Ryan's like, I got this.
Yeah.
Grabs the wheel of the Red October.
Amazing.
Sends it back right up Stellan Skarsgård's ass.
The guy says,
you are an ass. You've killed us.
And great. So good.
Annihilated.
Good. Yeah.
You should have seen the faces of the Russians aboard the ship.
Yeah. They're
above water.
Couldn't believe it.
They were devastated.
Yeah. And yeah, what a great movie. It's I think the best movie.
Oh, Sam Neill's in it too.
Sam Neill in it.
I think of the hunks, he was sort of like the weak, sick, and elderly. Like we seem to be able to pick him off.
Yeah, he's been easy to get. Well, he escaped. Easily. He eluded us in Event Horizon.
That's true. He did jump down that
I think
black
we've
hole.
This Except... ended up being like a lot more Sam Neill movies than I would have expected, given the concept.
Yeah, you should ask. You probe your wife about that.
Beverly Crusher's in this one.
Beverly Crusher's in this one?
Yeah. She's very briefly in it. I think they were probably planning on making a bunch more, but Beverly Crusher is Jack Should've. Ryan's wife at the beginning of the movie, and then we never see her.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Again.
She's like in bed with him when he answers the phone in the middle of the night. Mr.
They're
President.
Like, we gotta get Beverly Crusher for this.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about, speaking of his yeah. wife, is it a romance?
No.
You don't think so.
No pets die.
It's Peter Firth who's in this, not Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård's in it.
No pets died.
Don't avoid the question. Stellan Skarsgård is in this fucking movie. I watched
it. So is Peter Firth. That's all I was saying.
Okay, fine. Yes, also Peter Firth. Who? That's a hunk we never caught.
Peter Firth?
Yeah.
He's not in any good romance movies like this one.
You know who else is in it? Guy from Rocky Horror.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. He plays like a weaselly little like...
You know what?
Science
this time
officer.
Around, so this viewing, I would say I've seen this movie conservatively 25 times. This time around, this viewing, and like when you've seen a movie that much, like you start looking at it different. This time around, I like saw it mostly from his point of view. For some reason, I just like locked in on his character. He's like not a bad guy, but he's the only officer who doesn't know what the plan is the whole movie.
Yeah.
And he keeps being like, guys, the Americans are going to get us. And it's like, that's the point. They're trying
guys,
to
I
give
don't
the stuff to the Americans. He's like,
Captain
guys,
Rambis
like
should
a
have
bad
both
idea.
Keys.
They keep being like, can you get me that report while we all sit down to dinner?
So then we went on to the Bolshoi, to the ballet. See, this new girl is Giselle. Well, you remember how beautiful she was. Well, she just married a factory manager.
Excuse me, doctor. Do you have the figures for the latest batch of radiation tests?
No.
No. Sorry. Perhaps you could bring the proceeding set as well. For comparison. Thank you, doctor.
And like yeah. then like having secret conversations. But I was just like, I don't know. For some reason, he was my spirit guide this week. I just really enjoyed watching the movie through his eyes. It's a very different movie.
I liked the sub-captain with the big glasses.
Okay, yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah, Captain Mancuso.
Scott Glenn. Yeah, Captain Mancuso. Yeah.
He was fucking great. Yeah, cool dude. What a great movie. It's a perfect film.
Good romance movie. No pets die. Yeah. He does end up back home with his wife at the end. He survives
well,
happily
he does.
Ever after.
But who doesn't? Event Horizon. Sam Neill. He gets it pretty bad, doesn't he?
He gets shot in the chest by...
The cook, who's a saboteur. Guys, a lot of spoilers for this movie, but if you haven't watched it, I'm mad at you.
It came out
if you haven't
long
seen
ago.
It already, I'm mad at you. It's such a good movie. It's so fucking great.
What's
it's
the third one?
Movie. Clear and Present Danger. Also, all three of them are great. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're asking me?
Does this and there? Did they make a Clear and Present Danger?
Yeah, it's fucking rules. Harrison Ford.
So I think we're three for three on romance rules.
What? What do you mean?
No pets died.
Oh, romance rules.
Yeah, he ends up back with his wife, and they made Clear and Present Danger. So we're three for three.
The third rule is they got to make Clear and Present Danger, and yes, they did. But listen, let's say how sad it is that Sam Neill dies.
Okay, Sam Neill eats it. All but, he wants, yeah. God, he's just such a simple and beautiful soul.
All he wants, I wrote it down. He
yeah,
wants
please.
To, and we'll play the clip. He wants to live in Montana.
Do you think they will let me live in Montana?
I would think they'll let you live wherever you want.
Yeah.
He wants to marry a round American woman.
Then I will live in Montana. And I will marry a round American woman and raise rabbits. And she will cook them.
Yeah.
He wants to raise rabbits. She'll cook them.
Yeah.
He wants to drive from state to state. Can you do that in America? Will they let you do that without papers? Yeah.
No papers.
And I will have a pickup truck. Or possibly even a recreational vehicle. And drive from state to state. Do they let you do that?
Yes.
No papers?
No papers. State to state.
No papers? He wants to winter in Arizona. And then he's like, maybe I'll need an Arizona wife, too.
Oh, you get two?
Yeah.
Well, then, In winter, I will live in Arizona. Actually, I think I will need two wives.
Oh, at least.
Oh.
So I was thinking what we could do here is...
I'm American. I don't get two wives.
Figure out for ourselves.
Where
will you... live when you defect to the U.S. government, assuming you survive.
Perfect.
The saboteur. Yes.
Oh, shit.
And folks can play along at home. It's a name generator.
Confident with submarine controls or weapons. Or jumping out of helicopters.
The main thing, you don't have to jump out of a helicopter. You just have to agree with Sean Connery that, yes, you'll be his wingman, and yes, you will betray the Russian government for ideological reasons. Because you don't think that this weapon of war it should be in the hands of a bellicose Soviet empire.
Yeah.
And instead should be in the hands of a dovish, no problems here, yay America, good America.
Yeah, I mean, look at what they did. Look at the pains they took to not blow up this sub.
Yeah.
They could have done it the easy way. They could have just blown it up.
Everybody gets, if America gets the Caterpillar drive, everybody gets the Caterpillar drive. And then it's like mutually assured. So it's like some Kissinger shit. But so what we have to be is just agree to be his wingman. We don't have to like do any sub, like we're mostly officer class. So we just have to like order.
Did say we have to survive the saboteur.
That's the hard part. Okay. We have to survive, but that's just like not getting shot. Like you and I do that every day. So far.
Well, I don't know if it's getting shot. I don't know what kind of saboteur I'm going to get. I assume that's part of the generator.
Oh, okay. We can add that to the generator. What kind of saboteur are we going to get? Okay, so I think we need to go to Makaru for this. And we've done Makaru on the main feed enough that people will be familiar with it. It's
Makaru?
It's the ultimate name.
What do you
name.
Mean? What's that? Is it an app?
Yeah, it's an app. It's
Tell
like
me
the
more.
App.
Oh, I think I remember Makaru-ing from when I was like 5 or 6.
Okay.
When I was like watching TGIF shows. I don't think I've ever done it.
We do it on the main feed. We've done it a number of times. People will be familiar with it.
Oh, we have done it. Okay, yeah. Makaru, you all know it. You all love it.
It's my favorite app. It's the only app I use. When I look at my like screen time on my phone, it's just Makaru. It's like your screen time is like 6 hours today. I'm like, oh man. And it's just from being on Makaru. And so folks can use it at home. It's makaru.com. So let's just figure out the inputs we need. Where are we going to live?
Okay. State, is that an option?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, U.S. state.
Okay.
State province names, U.S. and worldwide. So I don't even know if there's a chance we'll end up abroad, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that's great. State, so it could be either one. So for the first...
That's like your...
That's your main state.
Home address, I would
home say. Home state, okay? So that's the first field. Second field, so he says he wants to marry a round American woman. So we should figure out who we're going to marry. Now, historically, the way we've done that with Makaru, and I'm open to any suggestions. Makaru is a perfect site, and I would never criticize it. But like,
no.
Sometimes it like forces you to be a little creative, which itself is good.
So what are we doing? We're marrying a shaped woman or a shaped spouse?
Well, yeah, if we can get a shape, that would be nice. And then maybe to generate the person, what we usually do is like, we'll pick a movie and then like find the female lead of that movie. Or like the
shapes
character she
option.
Plays, maybe. Shape's not an option?
Mm-mm.
You gotta be kidding me. Well, should we go to a different site for a shape generator? Do you want to like kick out to another site and get a random shape?
Yeah, I might have got one. Can I ask a couple questions? Are you busy?
Yeah.
Square base pyramid, ellipsoid, trapezoid, trapezium, equilateral triangle, or irregular pentagon.
Okay.
You have to pick.
I have to pick one?
Yeah.
I guess trapezium?
Okay. And then how many?
How many what?
Trapeziums. Jesus, keep up.
Trapezia probably is the plural.
I'm making you six.
Okay. Five.
Okay.
And what has happened?
I guess I didn't really understand the UI of this website.
Okay.
I'm going to get... This one doesn't seem really good.
Okay, why don't you go to a different one?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a different one.
We can generate an animal.
This is perfect.
That's actually going to be useful for later. So you got a good one.
Okay, so if you're participating at long, if you're generating your Soviet dream life...
Yeah.
Defecting...
Post-defect.
Post-defect Soviet dream life...
Yeah.
if you want to get the shape of your spouse, you can go to softr.io and just look for their SVG shape generator.
That's great. Okay, so I'm going to pull that up now. Oh, there it is. I found it. So just go to, it's a little hard to find, but if you just search, if you do control left for SVG, you'll find their shape generator.
I'm just going to kind of play with the sliders here. I'm going to go sort of like one third of the way up the top one and then like two thirds of the way up the bottom one.
Well, there's a randomize button.
Where's your randomize button? Oh, here it is. Shake it. Wow, that's great. Okay. So here's the shape of my, well, I guess I don't know yet who it is.
So this is a pretty bad website. It doesn't generate a named shape.
Oh, I can do that too. Here you go. I found that website too. That's the UI one. I sort of love the shape that my spouse is going to be. If I had to name it, I would say like it's a little like the Superman crest, except squished down and like rounded.
Okay, fine.
But if you're just looking for a shape, then
I've got mine. That's fine. I've got mine. Let's keep it simple. And so mine is like, it's kind of a nice like orange gradient, and it's like, it looks like a kidney bean.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Okay. So that's shape. Now we need person. So this says American woman, but like I think maybe...
Well, we have state already.
Let's do the movie thing.
What?
We generate film and then we choose the character.
Okay, fine.
The female lead or whoever from that movie you would choose to marry, I guess. Does that work?
Yes, I think that works.
Okay, so field number one, home state, and that's state. Field number two, person. That's movie title, but don't forget to generate
your shape.
You have
to do a little
work. In a separate tab.
Yeah.
So now we need to know what we're going to raise, and that's easy because we can find an animal here. They've got animal common name. I'm telling you, it's a perfect... you could do scientific name if you want. I'm going
to
do common name.
You'll have to reverse engineer it, though.
Do we want to specify... Who's going to cook the animal for us?
I think our spouse.
I think it's the spouse.
It's just
she'll
the
cook
us.
Them.
Yeah.
Okay. Then he wants to drive state to state. I'm not sure.
That's fine.
We need to.
Well, we should probably do our car, right? There's car.
Oh yeah.
In here.
Let's get a car.
Car model.
And then we need a second state for where we're going to winter.
Okay. Winter house. Winter address. And I'm just going to do state again.
Yeah, I'm going to do state again. And state province names. It could be U.S. or worldwide. And then he says he's going to have two wives. Do we want to pick another person
or do you think
same thing, so just pick movie
Winter
title
wife.
Again and we won't say the shape of this wife.
No, that's just for us to know.
Okay, so we've got, for folks playing along at home, you've got your SVG shape generator all queued up in another tab, and then you've got home state, person, animal raised, car model, winter state, and then person, and the person is movie titles. So I'm pretty much ready. So you just hit generate, I guess.
Generate! Oh, boy. Well, I'm pleased with where I live. Let's see who's in this film. It's rated 4 out of 10 on IMDb. Oh, damn it.
What?
It's just my spouse. It's fine.
Okay, do you want to tell us? So,
Just do the best...
Let me be Captain Ramius for you here, and I'm just going to give you my undivided attention.
Okay.
Hey, don't worry, Tanner. No, you're not dead yet. You're not shot.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're just, like, having a heart-to-heart.
We're having a heart-to-heart. Hey, this is going to be tough, but I'm looking forward to once we have given this sub to the Americans, and then we can... It's pretty nice in the U.S.
Oh, yes, I hear this.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something I'm looking forward to in America?
Yeah. What's your dream for, you know, once we've defected?
I can't wait to settle down in Nord-Pas-de-Calais.
Okay, that sounds pretty French to me.
Yeah, it's on the north. It's just north of Calais.
They'll let you do that.
I didn't really talk it through with anyone.
No, this is like your fantasy.
Yeah. Oh, right. So I'm out there on kind of the sweeping beaches of Calais.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
With the ghoulies.
The who's?
You know the ghoulies?
Oh, they're like scary monsters?
I don't know. I got Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College.
Okay.
And I Googled it. They sort of look like goblins.
Do they like come up through the toilet?
According to the cover of the box, yes.
You know, I just remember seeing that in Blockbuster all the time for Ghoulies 1, probably.
I would Google it. I guess if I had to say which ghoulie I am, the one wearing a little hat.
You're with the one of the ghoulies who's wearing a little hat. They're like pretty toothy, right? They're pretty toothy guys.
I would say one ghoulie looks like a cat, one ghoulie looks like a rat, and one ghoulie looks like a monkey. And I think I'm the monkey ghoulie.
Okay. Great. So you're with one. Oh, it's ghoulies, G-H-O-U-L-I-E. And I'm right. Yeah, they come out of the toilet.
Sorry, yes, I'm with one. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and what shape?
Oh, like a Superman crest. You know the Superman crest?
Yeah, so she's shaped a little bit like the... So wait.
I don't know if the ghoulies have genders.
Your fantasy, just to be clear, when we defect to America...
Sorry,
is
yes.
...that you're going to live in Calais with the Superman crest shaped, like, toilet monster?
Sorry, I would say that's part of my fantasy.
Oh, okay, yeah, there's more to it. Okay, yeah, I mean, this is your fantasy. This is your dream.
Because it's cold.
I'm not
going to
police your dream.
No. It's cold in...
Calais. The beaches of Calais? I don't think so.
It can get cold,
okay,
I think.
Yeah. No, I guess so, yeah. Not, it's not warm all year round.
So I will be wintering in Porto. Lovely.
Are you going to winter in Porto?
No, sorry. Quebec. I was looking at the wrong line.
Okay, so it's cold in Calais, so you're going to winter in Quebec. I have fucking bad news for you. It's cold as fuck in Quebec.
What?
Okay, but that's all right. They'll let you do that. And
what am I going to tell my wife?
The ghoulie? Or you're going to have a Quebec wife?
Oh, sorry, my Quebec wife. I have two wives.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Mama Mouskowitz from An American Tale, Fievel's mom.
I don't know, but that sounds like if I were you, I'd want to spend more time with my Quebec wife.
Oh, here we go. Bridget. She's like a sexy mouse.
Okay, yeah.
From An American Tale.
That sounds great. And what are you guys, you and the ghoulie wife, what will you be, what will you be doing?
I don't think the ghoulies have gender. They don't seem to have genitals.
Okay, spouse.
What does one do in Calais? Sit on the beach? Like,
you gotta raise,
visit
I would raise
World War
some II kind of an animal.
Memorials. Oh, and of course, we'll have like a huge property, tons of pasture land to raise... Did you do that for me? Oh, there's so many more columns over here.
Yeah, there's a lot of fields.
Common gennets. Gennet.
Gennet or gannet?
It's a G-E-N-E-T.
Okay, and what does that look like?
The different vendors call them different things. Apparently it's
oh,
like a little...
Oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. It's like a little like...
Oh my goodness.
Marsupial cat, kind of.
I've got to say, the animal is cute, but it's like you and this like toothy monster raising them makes it like adds some real creepiness to it.
Yeah, we've got pastures of them.
And she's going to cook them for you.
And again, I don't know if they have genders, the ghoulies.
Sorry, yeah. It's going to cook the gennets, these cute fucking cats for you.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably drive around...
From state to state.
Well, I think we'll drive around northern France at least.
Okay.
Like I said, we would love to go visit some World War II memorials, vineyards, of course. That would be great. Me and the ghoulies.
That's really cute. I love that.
In our new Beetle.
Oh, I forgot to ask what car you're going to have. VW Beetle. That's
from
so normal compared with...
the new Beetle from 2000.
The rest of the stuff.
Yeah. It's an original. It's got that little thing you put the flower. It's got a little flower holder.
Well, that's an extremely fucked up fantasy. I hope you get murked by a fucking saboteur.
What? Why would you wish that on someone? Did you generate one? Or you seemed like you were struggling with...
Do Lagerou. I have a fantasy? Yeah, I have a fantasy for when we defect.
Oh, yeah, please. We have now defected. We've made it. We've breached. We've blown up a sub. Jack Ryan has saved us.
Mm-hmm.
Except a saboteur has shot you.
I've seen Montana.
Yeah.
So while you're dying, bleeding out here on the sub, just short of achieving your American dream, tell us what was it?
Oh, Captain Ramius.
Yes. Yes, my boy.
I'm
what did they say he is? He's like Albanian, except he's like not a Russian. He's like not...
They do such a cool thing.
There's some reason that he has a heavy Scottish
accent. He's Lithuanian.
Lithuanian, right.
Yeah, that's why it's a heavy... But they do it, really do... John McTiernan, who's the director and also directed Die Hard, I believe.
Yeah.
The director does an incredible job where they, like, early on, they're all speaking bad Russian. And then they, like, zoom in on Sam Neill's mouth and then zoom back out and they're talking...
They're
English.
All just
it's, like, such a clever
like
effect.
They speak, yeah. Until Jack Ryan shows up and then they all start speaking Russian again.
Yeah. Anyway, it's
until
really
Jack
cool.
Blows
but
the
no,
lid off of that too.
I don't have time to talk about that. I don't. I was so looking. I can't believe we're not going to make it.
I know.
I mean,
I'm
not
going to
make it.
I'm going to make it. Yeah.
I
me
was
and the coolies.
So looking forward.
Actually, can we go back to France?
No.
They won't let us go back to France.
And I'm not saying my dying like.
Sorry.
Sad
go
thing.
Ahead. Yeah.
I was so looking forward to settling down in Veracruz, Yave.
Where? Remind me where that is.
You don't know?
I'm going to guess Central America.
It's in Mexico.
Yeah.
In Veracruz. It's a Mexican state. In Veracruz.
Uh-huh.
With my kidney bean-shaped wife.
Yeah. Can me and the ghoulies come over sometime?
King Rat?
King Rat from Mario 2? I think he was a dream. Oh, no, he was King Wart from Mario 2. The rats were like bombers in Mario 2. But King Wart was a dream. So I don't think you could be married to him.
We were going to raise...
You're raising king rats?
No, we were going to raise barefaced go-away birds together. And she was going to cook them.
Who is?
King Rat.
Who's King Rat?
I'm just looking here.
It's like there's a Modest Mouse song called King Rat.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's just a World War II prisoner.
Oh, there's probably a lot of those around here in
LA. Yeah. We were going to raise barefaced go-away birds together.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. Sound scary. There is a novel called King Rat by James Clavell.
Yeah, that's what the film
that is about
on.
Cooking and eating rats.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that makes sense. So we're sort of like... I think that when she had an experience in the POW camp, that is going to set her right up for cooking these birds.
That sounds great. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
So I know you're quickly expiring, but
yeah.
What did you have any like plans for a winter home or anything?
Yeah, Aragorn.
Aragorn?
Aragorn. Not from Lord of the Rings. It's an autonomous community in Spain.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. You know, we almost thought about getting a home in Porto, but we decided to winter in Quebec instead.
I think my winter plans were way better. It looks lovely.
Yeah.
We were going to winter there,
of
course.
That would have been a shame. We would have been right next door. I mean, entirely different country. But.
Drive around from state to state in our...
Both in the Eurozone, I think.
Excuse me?
Nothing, never mind.
In our... What the fuck is a Terraza? Oh, it's a Buick. 2007 Buick Terraza.
Oh, lovely. Just sort of around the like the vineyards of Spain. That's going to sound, you know, we'll have like wine reports.
Well, we are not.
We'll get on Zoom with the Mrs. King Rat and the ghoulies.
No, I should say we can't because when I go to Aragorn.
Yeah.
Got a second wife there.
Oh, well, that's fine. We'll get on Zoom with her. Who is it?
Terminator Salvation.
Was it the Terminator or is it? I think there's a female T-1000 in that one.
Yeah, it's the female T-1000 from Terminator Salvation. And she can do that thing where she like goops into like.
Sorry, nope. That's Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Okay.
I'm not sure what Terminator Salvation's about. The movie poster just has like a T-100 on it with like a Gatling gun, so I guess that's who you're married to.
Okay, fine. It's the T-100.
Well, yeah. Does he enjoy wine?
Who doesn't? In Aragorn, everybody enjoys the wine. Yeah. Anyway, I won't be able to do any of that. I got killed by a saboteur.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Man, too bad that the T-100 isn't here. Or the T-800.
Folks, sound off in the comments. Post your dream for when you defect to America and who you're going to be marrying and what animal you'll be raising. And you don't have to eat the animals if
and,
you don't want to. We're at least a half of a vegan podcast here. So you can set them free.
Mama Moskowitz from American Tail and Ghoulies are taken.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't have either of ours.
Yeah. Move along.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to better the blurb for this film.
But movie. Okay. Yeah.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner. Okay, we're back. Let's see, have we set the whole film? Folks, you got to just watch it. Let's see what happens. It's so many hunks. They're driving. Some of the hunks are driving Captain Ramius's machine and submarine.
And very they're trying few to of the get hunks it are driving. America. They're sort of like in command roles.
Okay, sure.
As you'd expect of a hunk.
A lot of the hunks are directing people to drive Captain Ramius's submarine, which has
it's got a caterpillar drive.
Yeah. Which makes it virtually impossible to trace, but.
Except
most of the
you're...
movie is everybody tracing it very effectively.
Yeah, including two guys at the 11 minute 35 second mark who...
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender.
We could have played these fucking parts.
Yeah.
Seaman Beaumont and Seaman Jones.
Yeah.
Seaman Jones is cool. He's like
so
training
cool.
Seaman Beaumont on like the radar. And,
he can
one
like hear everything.
Finds. Yeah, he loves Paganini.
Mm-hmm.
Not Pavarotti.
There's a very funny exchange about like tell this Pavarotti.
I wouldn't
Pavarotti
say very
story.
Funny.
Seaman Jones here, he's into music in a big way. He figures this whole boat is basically just his own personal private stereo set. So he gets this piece of Pavarotti.
It was Paganini.
Whatever.
It was Paganini.
Look, this is my story.
Then tell it right, cop.
Pavarotti is a tenor. Paganini was a composer. Okay. So he's got this music, and he's got it out in the water, and he's listening to it on his headsets, and he's just happy as a clam. And then all hell breaks loose. There's a whole slew of boats out of San Diego.
Including one way out at Pearl.
Including one way the hell out at Pearl. All of a sudden, they start hearing Pavarotti coming out their asses.
I mean, for the movie. It's not like a laugh riot.
And... we could have played those fucking parts. Smart, like, know-it-all and, like, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. And we won't say who's who, just to protect that person's feelings.
We don't have to.
Feelings. Yeah.
You guys know.
You guys know. Yeah, that would be so fun. And he, like, doesn't know the difference between Pavarotti and Paganini.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he's funny.
I think later he's the same guy who yells, "Hey, I think someone shot it," at the 1 hour and 55 minute mark, says,
"Hey, I think somebody just shot a torpedo at us."
And Captain Camuzzi
Mancuso
is like,
"Oh shit, fuck, we get the hell out of here.
Wait, where am I?"
Get out of here. Oh, what a film.
What a
hell
movie.
Of a romance film.
It's a great romance. Alec Baldwin's Jack Ryan decides that the sub that has gone missing is not a rogue evil captain who's going to attack America, but based on his like analyst knowledge, he's like,
well, and he met him at a party once.
Yeah, I met him at a party once.
So he's like an excellent judge of character too.
Yeah, and that's actually my burn of the week this week. Is like one of these like asshole senators or joint chiefs of staff is like, "You're just an analyst." And then Jack Ryan is like, "Have you ever met Captain Ramius?"
Yeah.
Ramius trained most of their officer corps, which would put him in a position to select men willing to help him. And he's not Russian. He's Lithuanian by birth, raised by his paternal grandfather, a fisherman. And he has no children, no ties to leave behind. And today is the first anniversary of his wife's death.
Oh, come on. You're just an analyst. What can you possibly know what goes on in this mine?
I know Ramius, General. He's nearly a legend in the submarine community. He's been a maverick his entire career. I actually met him once at an embassy dinner. Have you ever met Captain Ramius, General?
It's a pretty sick burn. It really puts him in his place. Like, I fucking met him at a party. So, like,
Captain Ramius remembers him. That must be pretty flattering.
Very flattering. He's the best captain.
I wish Captain Ramius would remember me.
But only Jack Ryan has this harebrained idea that he's going to defect. And so he has to, like, convince everybody not to blow up the sub, but in fact to hunt it and save it. And then the Russians are
hunting it.
Because they do want to blow it up. Because
everyone wants a piece.
We don't want him to defect.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie.
I'm
so
sure
good.
Like Canada and Mexico were like waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
They might want to hunt it too.
But the blurb for the movie does a bad job of saying this.
Well, it's a complex and nuanced film. You think like, oh, they've done it. They've hunted the Red October. We've breached. They've got this cool ass like mini sub.
Yeah. Oh, so
that
cool.
They can attach to the bigger sub. And they've breached the Red October. Hunks hunted. We've picked them all off.
Got all the hunks.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
And there's still like a third of the movie left.
Oh, yeah.
Because like it's just a complicated movie that is going to be hard to encapsulate in
one blurb. And
in
so
one blurb.
I think we should give them some latitude if they need to do like a few sentences.
It's fine.
But this is our hit segment. It's called the blurb better.
Blurb betterers.
And it's where we better the blurb. And we
blurb-betters.
This blurb was bad.
This one was bad. Let's hear it.
Very bad. Here's it. Ready? Here it is.
Yep. Here's it.
A Soviet Union captain. Good start. That's a great
start.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.
A Soviet Union captain
violates... We should say hunk, but that's fine. Let's not start it. I don't want it. My mind immediately goes into editing mode. But
yeah. A Soviet Union captain violates orders and changes course. That's it.
Oh.
That's the blurb. That's all.
I had like closed my eyes. I had like leaned back, settled in. You know, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be. It's gonna be as long and as intense and pulse pounding as the film." Oh, I have notes.
Yeah. I have some notes.
I think it's good. I think it's good that they are like teasing us. You know, they leave you wanting more. And I think that's good. I think the general content is good.
I think that this is too short.
Oh, far too short. Yeah,
it's far too short. It's a long
movie. I'm just saying,
movie.
I don't know
so
if we necessarily need to say much more than they're saying.
But we should say it longer.
We should say more, obviously.
Okay, well, let's say more. So let's
a lot more.
Let's go in here and let's get our blurb bettering pants out.
Okay. Pants?
Yeah, let's get our blurb bettering pants on.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get some pants. Oh, look, let's get some pants on.
Okay. Heard.
Okay. I think you're not, I'm trying to remember back to my sexual harassment training, but I think you're not allowed to say like, you should
let's
be wearing
pants on.
Some pants. Because it's like commenting about like what they're
wearing.
I think
you can say that you would look good wearing some pants.
No. You would look good because you could comment on their clothes. You would look good wearing some pants.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think you can say that. So maybe that's the way we do it. And so I'll say that to you now. You would look good wearing some pants.
All right, I've got my blurb-bettering pants on.
Okay. A Soviet Union captain. We liked that. Should we do
some
more? Well,
there's a lot I like about it. There's a lot I think we could punch up. I think it's missing any kind of indication that he is a hunk, but he is one of the hunks.
So
we could
hunky.
Say, like, a hunky Soviet. Maybe we change Soviet to scintillating, because it's sort of like the same.
That's great. And let's not dwell on where he's from. It's so, like, crass to be like, oh, like, where are you from? Where'd
you
grow up?
I think he could say scintillating
accent,
union.
You know? He's got, like, a weird Scottish accent. We're like, oh, where are you from? It's like, well, maybe I'm from here. You know?
Yeah.
Let's not, don't ask people that. Yeah. So let's say a scintillating hunk.
Scintillating hunk isn't bad. I'm interested.
But we don't now know his rank.
Oh, admiral, is that his rank?
Can we do something that alliterates with hunk that's just like, that shows that he's like high up?
Haughty?
Scintillatingly haughty? Haughty's not quite right.
No. High profile, high level, honored hunk, heavyweight hunk.
Heavyweight is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get rid of scintillating now?
I think we'll probably want to find a way to get it back in later, but yeah.
Okay, so a heavyweight hunk. Now, this is good.
Yeah.
A heavyweight hunk.
Can we say a heavyweight hunk from the scintillating union?
That's great.
Does
and
that
then we'll
still
know...
make sense? Yeah, right?
Well, can we say from a scintillating and then something that means country? And then we're just saying it's like from a cool place.
Oh, yeah. And you want it to be a little...
From a scintillating society or a scintillating sovereignty?
A scintillating socialist...
Oh, that's great. Sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
This is great. See, this is already... Like, we're not deviating from, like, the path they've laid out.
And it's much better.
But we're making more of a meal of it. From a scintillating Soviet...
Humble man, but this is much better.
Sovereignty. Okay. Violates orders. I don't like violate.
Yeah, it's a little
like
aggressive.
It's not a very nice, it's a very aggressive word.
What does he do? He doesn't violate orders at all. I think he kills a man and steals a sub.
Yeah.
We forget to say that. He is a hunk, and he is sort of the good guy of the movie.
But he does,
the first thing he does is kill a man.
Yeah.
His, like, Russian mind, his, like, Soviet minder.
Yeah.
Should we add, like, murder? Is there an H word for murderous that we could tag back on at the beginning to kind of cover the murder?
Let's see.
Homicidal.
Homicidal's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, homicidal heavyweight hunk. This is great. And then, so now, see what we're doing, guys? We're just capturing parts of the movie with just one word. We tell a whole part of the movie.
Yeah, we're not, like, telling a novel. We're not writing a novel, but we're at least being a little, like... more productive than fucking like bleep blop or whatever yours was.
Okay, so now we've kind of got a pattern here where it's like threes. A homicidal heavyweight hunk from a scintillating Soviet sovereignty.
That's great.
So we need something for violates, and then we'll just do like orders, but we'll do it with three.
Let's think, let's do it in threes, but three one syllables. So it's like breach, steal, and...
What are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to make it another triplet.
Do you want to say steals a scintillating sub? Is it like... too much to have scintillating twice?
I think probably. So back up. Where are we now? Tell me where we are now.
We're at violates orders.
What do we have so far?
A homicidal heavyweight hunk from a scintillating Soviet sovereignty. Steals a super silent sub.
Swipes. Super silent sub. That's good. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. And then it just says, and changes course.
And diverts... It's D word for diverts its direction and destiny.
Wow. That's pretty good. Do you think that's it, cut and print?
Well, is it any better or is it at
it's
least
longer? It's
longer.
It's definitely longer.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. A homicidal heavyweight hunk from a scintillating Soviet sovereignty swipes a super silent sub and diverts its direction and destiny.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Hunt for Red October. And then there's like Sean Connery's face and it's got like a target on it. It's so good.
Yeah, so
good film.
Everybody watch it.
Check it out. Yeah. Alec Baldwin's in it. He's very good looking and
so handsome. My goodness. Whew. Okay, and now we're gonna go because I'm late for a meeting. So I would
hell
like
of a blurb,
to,
hell of a movie, hell of a content block. Thank you, everyone.
Wow, we'll be back. Guys, we got them all. We got all the hunks. We should have done this movie first, but other than that, really good job by the hunk hunters. We hunted all the hunks, all of them, every single one.
Should we decide now what we're coming back with or not?
Next week, it's going to be a winter content block. It's either going to be the winter of our Chris content, where we watch movies with Chris. Is or it's going to be a Swift miss where we, and you know, we could maybe do a similar thing where we do the winter of our Chris content and then break for Swift miss.
Yeah, she's in a movie.
Yeah, but we need to iron out some of the details about what it means to watch movies with Chris's in them.
Yeah,
so we'll hone in on what specifically that is after my meeting.
Yeah, okay.
Which means that you won't hear it now.
Oh, okay. Oh, I really love an answer on that, but it's fine.
Like what movie?
No, it's fine. Yeah. Well, you guys will hear it later. Let's get Jack to his meeting. These hunks are hunted. The sub is, I don't know, safe in American hands at last.
And we're just enjoying, well, some of us, those of us that made it are enjoying raising, what is it, like fennec foxes or something with the ghoulies in France. It's pretty fucked up.
Whoa, Jesus Christ, Judgy, just because you died.
Everybody give us a Thanksgiving gift or Christmas gift or holiday gift and subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, please. And a regular gift.
You know? Yeah. Or just, you could also just send us $5 a month or 20% off for the year. But it's a quicker way of doing that is subscribe to our Patreon. You also get the content.
It's good content.
It's Friday.
It's fun and we have fun with it. We sing the songs.
It's fun.
We didn't do a song this week.
And it's also,
Jack, but
it's
usually
good.
Do songs.
It's good. I would like to tell everybody this week we watch film. Film we watch was
Hunks of Red October.
Yeah, we hunted the hunks of the Hunt for Red October, and we got them. And that content block's over. It's going to be a holiday content block next.
Yep.
And this week, I would like to tell you that my name has been Jack Alexander.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope you find your Alec B. Ever After.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a thinker.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite you.
Be very